increasing demand and then couple that with provider shortages is just taking a long time to get an appointment.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for fact-based, nonpartisan news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Serving in the military, especially in combat, may carry psychological costs for active duty service members. And if left untreated, behavioral health conditions such as mental health and substance use disorders can worsen with consequences for the service member as well as for the military. The Department of Defense's Defense Health Agency oversees the TRICARE program, which provides a full range of health services for active duty personnel. But in a new report, we found that service members may face delays in receiving this critical health care. Joining us to tell us more is GAO's Alyssa Hundrup, an expert on military health care. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
So, Alyssa, if I'm active duty military and I need to make a behavioral health, let's say mental health appointment, would I receive that care through the military or through a private provider?
Well, you would start by seeking care at a military treatment facility. DOD aims to provide all of its care to active duty service members through its facilities, so a member would first need to seek care there. That said, a military treatment facility can't accommodate a timely appointment or doesn't offer those services, then a service member would need to attain a referral and it could see a provider in the TRICARE network of private providers.
So whether I go through a military facility or a private provider, how long would it take for me to get that appointment?
Well, it really depends on a number of factors, such as whether it's for a new appointment or for a follow-up appointment for an existing condition, and whether you can get the appointment at that military treatment facility or if you would need to go to that TRICARE network of private providers. In our review, we really looked at initial or new appointments and looked at fiscal year 2022 data. There we found that when they could get care at a military treatment facilities, members were on average able to get an appointment within about 16 days from when they booked it. On the other hand, if a military treatment facility can't accommodate an appointment, then they will refer that member to the TRICARE network. And for those initial appointments in the network, we found the overall average was 31 days after receiving a referral in the East and 32 days in the West. And I would just note that these are averages I'm talking about, so the individual times could really vary from there. Lastly, and importantly, I just want to mention for urgent referrals, where a provider has determined the need for expedited care, the initial appointment averaged 17 days in the East and 23 days in the West. So we're looking at over 2 and 3 weeks, respectively, in waiting for an appointment.
For an urgent appointment?
Correct, yes, for urgent care.
Given how important these appointments can be, are there deadlines or even like requirements for the maximum amount of time a service member would have to wait to receive care?
So yes and no. So for initial appointments, DOD requires that appointments occur within 28 days. And they're generally meeting this requirement for the treatment facilities as well as in the TRICARE network where they're just over. In contrast, there is not a requirement for urgent referrals made to the network. So that means there's not a set standard for how quickly care should be received. DOD has explained to us that they don't have this because it can really depend or vary based on clinical need and what the provider indicates. However, when we looked at guidance related to the TRICARE network for one region, they said that referrals should be marked urgent when a provider determines the patient needs to be seen within 72 hours. So we certainly appreciate that clinical needs vary, but with timeframes of over 2 and 3 weeks, it's hard to see how under any circumstance that would be considered expedited or urgent.
Do we know why military service members are having to wait so long?
So unfortunately, DOD is experiencing the same shortage of behavioral health providers that we're seeing nationwide, and that could be a big part of it. For example, DOD data that we saw as of January 2023 showed that about 43% of authorized positions for behavioral health care providers were vacant across the military treatment facilities. We also heard that facilities are facing hiring challenges, such as slow hiring processes, or they're not able to offer competitive pay when compared to the private sector or other agencies. And then specific to the TRICARE network, we heard that some service members had a hard time finding people that would accept TRICARE or that had availability. And that, again, may go back to those shortages of the providers in this area.
So the DOD and the DHA, the Defense Health Agency, they're the ones overseeing this care. Are they doing anything to help improve wait times?
Well, they're certainly aware of the issue and are taking a number of actions. For example, we found that the Defense Health Agency has instituted a physician recruitment team, and that's hoping to expand the types of providers eligible to provide care. Another effort it has underway is a pilot at a few treatment facilities that's testing triage approaches. So really looking at kind of the different levels and types of care and maybe using non-medical services such as chaplains or increased use of group therapy rather than individual therapy to get folks the care that they need. And then lastly, I would just mention they're also looking to really expand telehealth. And when an on-site provider is not available, then a service member could access care remotely and has a big effort underway to bring on new capabilities through telehealth in the coming year.
So Alyssa just told us that active duty service members may experience long waits for behavioral health appointments, even those that are deemed urgent. And that DOD and DHA are aware of this and are taking steps to help improve timely access to care. So Alyssa, what more do we think DOD and the Defense Health Agency should be doing to address this issue?
Well, in addition to all of its efforts to bolster staffing at its medical treatment facilities, we really believe the Defense Health Agency should be more closely monitoring what's happening with the timeliness of those appointments in the TRICARE network. This is especially important as we're seeing DOD relying more on referrals given the demand and then the staffing shortages at its own facilities. In particular, given that service members are waiting 2 or 3 weeks to receive urgent care in the network, we recommended that Defense Health Agency develop a timeframe to more closely monitor this. By doing this, it's going to have better information to understand what is happening, why there are these delays, and then help the contractors running the network take corrective actions.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
So with increasing demand and then couple that with provider shortages, it is just taking a long time to get an appointment. And I think the good news is that the Defense Health Agency is aware of this and taking a number of steps to help service members get care more quickly. But we also believe that it needs to take action specific to appointments for urgent referrals so that it really can better ensure service members get the expedited care that they need.
That was Alyssa Hundrup talking about our new report on military behavioral health care. Thanks for your time, Alyssa.
Thanks so much for having me, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.